views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy that you are listening. I'm going to be here every Thursday at this same time, Intuit University, on Transformation Talk Radio. It's compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom. You know, we talk about intuition, psychic energy, all those kinds of fun things on this show. And a lot of times, you know, it's easy to believe and think that intuition and psychic energy and even mediumship is kind of a, you know, compartmentalized in our lives. It's, we go about our everyday life and, you know, this is something interesting that's kind of like the side dish. It's definitely not necessarily something that we perceive as integrated within our daily life. But that's one of the things I hope in this show to kind of change, is to help you to better understand and see how your intuition is really at work in your everyday life. Today, we are supposed to be having a guest from New Zealand, Margaret Mary Mulqueen. She is having a little bit of, we're trying to get a hold of her on Skype. It's a long way away, New Zealand, and hopefully we'll be able to kind of connect with her in a moment or two. And in the meantime, let me talk a little bit about what we were going to talk about with Margaret Mary. I've got a couple questions that people have asked me I'm going to talk about. And we may have time to actually go into communication with angels too, which is one thing I was hoping to maybe also do today. So let me begin with kind of what we were going to talk about and what we probably will talk about as soon as Margaret Mary is able to Skype into us, and that is the Divine Feminine and a path that she calls the Rose Pearl Way program. You know, as many people know, 2012, January of 2012, it kind of opened the door for what I truly believe is more Divine Feminine energy pouring into the planet. And, you know, we kind of talk about Divine Feminine. We obviously, you know, unfortunately, we don't talk about Divine Masculine too much. But let me just try to differentiate the two for you so you'll have a better idea of what that means when we say Divine Feminine. What does that mean? You know, Divine Masculine energy, which is the energy that has been predominantly in the religious world, in the spiritual world, the focus of our sense of religion and spirituality, the Divine Masculine expresses itself as enlightenment, wisdom. It's more of active force. You know, Buddha, Christ, some of our modern day teachers are male teachers. And, you know, most of the teachers that we recognize are male teachers. And in part, that's because their energy tends to be a more externalized energy. It's a spirituality that is expressed in the world. And, you know, so we kind of notice it more. But it's a wonderful energy, Divine Masculine energy. Divine Feminine energy, which is the energy that, you know, has been opened up more recently and that's been a little bit more dormant, as a kind of a in a global kind of awareness way, although, you know, we can never obviously quiet the divine feminine. It's going to be it's such a strong force. It's like saying, okay, well, we're not going to let the moon rise.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Saskia Rowell came to America with 5 children and 1 suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is YourSoulGuidance.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. This is Sherry Dillard. We went to a kind of a pretty quick break right there. By the way, I forgot to mention this. Please feel free to give me a call today. The number here is 800-930-2819. I'd love to take your call. We can talk about anything you'd like. If you want to talk about the Divine Feminine, if you have a question or concern, and just want to kind of share something, feel free. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And we were just talking about the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And, you know, one of the things, I had a client actually say this to me not that long ago, that, and this is true, I think, for a lot of people, a lot of women, that we think of the divine feminine energy as kind of more submissive, as not as strong. And, you know, it's something that, it's a wonderful, giving, nurturing, loving energy, but it may not have the qualities that we, you know, feel like we need in this world. You know, we have to kind of be a little bit more, you know, take care of ourselves. And certainly women are definitely as, you know, out there and active and in every way confronting so many, you know, everything male men are. But I just wanted to kind of talk about that for a moment because, you know, throughout history and in spirituality, the divine feminine is actually an incredibly diverse kind of being. She shows up when you know, in the Hindu religion, the Hindu faith, Shakti is the elusive Shakti, is the the mother principle, the mother goddess, and she's the source of all life, creativity, and she's a really dynamic energy. She's the essence that's inherent in all things. And then I don't know if you've ever heard of Kali. Kali is also a Hindu in the Hindu faith, and she is quite a strong girl. She is the figure that you often may see as the woman who has skulls in her one hand and a big sword in the other, because she's now obviously she's not known for kind of chopping people's heads off, but it's a symbol of her cutting through illusions, of helping people to go deeper, get out of their head. And that's something that is really different between the male and the female divine, is that the feminine divine is centered more in the lower chakras, in the third chakra and in the heart chakra, the third chakra being our solar plexus and our place of power. The divine male energy, as we have seen it play out in the world, has more to do with wisdom. It's more of a higher chakra energy. With Buddha, it was the third eye, and certainly with Jesus, it was teachings, his teachings, and what he brought forward into the world. Now, certainly, they all embody love, but the divine feminine, just by its very essence, is actually more concerned with the here and now, with abundance, with being in the earth. As we know, the earth is a symbol of the divine feminine. It's nurturing. And, you know, we know in Native American cultures and in other cultures that the earth has always been looked at as a feminine energy because of its ability to give. So, what does it mean in 2012 when more divine feminine energy comes flowing into the planet? I feel like what it means in part is that we're moving away from that sense of assertive force, that was necessary in spirituality and religion. For so many years, a lot of religions has been to basically convert, to get more people on board. And, you know, a lot of world histories have been dotted and, you know, completely enmeshed in the pursuit of the religion, of our religion is right, your religion is wrong. And certainly we still see that, unfortunately, in the world. And that's more divine male. That's kind of like go out there and get everybody on board. Let's all believe the same thing and be right. It's more of a moral at times. And you know, certainly in divine feminine, there's that kind of shadow energy as there is in divine male. And part of, I think, the reason why we are making this shift now, why it's so necessary, is because we have gotten into more of the divine male shadow energy, which is that energy of domination. With the influence of divine feminine coming in, what we're going to see in spirituality more is more of an inward pull. Now, certainly with male energy, as I said, enlightenment and wisdom is part of the divine male energy. But for the feminine, it's going to be a little bit different. It's not going to be so much a surrounding our teachings and knowledge and wisdom as it is within heart, within love, nurturance, creativity, and certainly intuition. And of course, that's my field, and that's one reason why I kind of wanted to talk a little bit. I just wanted to introduce a little bit more about the divine feminine in that way, because the divine feminine uses intuitive energy, where the divine male uses more knowledge and wisdom. It's more of a concrete understanding. We're moving more into a mystical understanding. We're moving more into a body-centered, heart-centered knowing, as opposed to a logical, step-by-step, figure things out. And there's a lot of resistance for that because we've been so indoctrinated and so trained to think in a logical way and to, you know, when we look at science, when we see it this way, we understand that, you know, our basic idea of reality is based more on divine male energy, which is more logical and reasoned out. So going into intuition, going into more of the mystical connection, into more of a knowing that may not come from a base of logic, has, you know, is really going to change things. So we're going to talk a little bit more. Now, I just got a message that Margaret Mary is going to be joining us in just a moment. So that's great. I'm glad that she is. I do want to, I think I have a minute or two. I wanted to address a question, which I don't know if I have time, but I'll try to do it real quick. I had a client actually email me or a friend email me and ask me about the, well, actually, you know what, this question might be better left with Margaret, which I'm going to talk to her about it too. But let me just tell you what the question is so you can all think about it, because it's an interesting question. And that is the understanding of how emotional and mental illness or issues affect our intuition and our spirit and our soul. And one of the reasons I like this question is because they're so intertwined, and it's such a deep question for all of us to think about, to understand. And I want to go back to Divine Feminine with this and say that with the Divine Feminine energy, in part, that's what we're going to see more of. We're going to see more of an integration into our emotional energy, our spirituality, where when you think about it, even our modern-day teachers, Deepak Chopra, Eckhart Tolle, I'm blanking on some of the other names, but a lot of the teachings are about understanding mind. There's more and more psychological evidence coming out that the heart actually is where the first impulses come that control the mind. So we're going into Divine Feminine to open up the heart energy more and to understand through the heart. What that's going to do for issues of mental illness, emotional problems, our everyday quality of life, of, you know, I think our society has proven quite well that we can have a lot of stuff, you know. We can acquire, we can have it all, we can, you know, do all that, but it doesn't mean that we're happy. It doesn't mean that we're at any more peace. In fact, we've gone the opposite direction, and as we've accumulated things, we've kind of seemed to have kind of lost our way in terms of our ability to just find inner peace. There's so much worry, so much stress, so much anxiety that people experience on a day-to-day level, and we need to kind of get back there. You know, we need to get back to that place where we have a firm understanding and we're able to act in the way that we can find inner peace, be in that place despite whatever it is that's happening outward in the physical world, whatever it is that we have or don't have. You know, it's great to have stuff. Great to have money. It does make life a lot easier. We all, and I certainly am all about abundance. But at the same time, you know, we have to kind of include it in a bigger macroscopic way right now that, or I should say macrocosmic way, actually, that it all comes together through the heart, through a sense of already being in abundance with life, with who we are. And, you know, in part, you know, it's interesting because so many people, and you know, I don't think it's as true now as it used to be, but I think it is still true that when they start to open up their intuition, when they start to connect with that more, a lot of people kind of think, well, maybe I'm crazy, you know, maybe I'm losing hold, maybe these things aren't happening, and that is in some ways connected to the Divine Feminine too, that darkness, that kind of you know, shadow part of intuition is that fear that maybe we are losing grasp on things. Intuition, though, like I said, should be able to infuse us with love. And that's one of the reasons I wrote, well, every book I've written has actually, that's been my kind of underlying motivation, is to help people to understand that intuition is connected to love. And it's not just connected to the love of I love you, you love me. It's also really connected to the love of the universe, the love of a higher being, the love of divine love. And as we kind of have that understanding that when we know things and we don't know why we know things, or we have dreams and we don't understand why we know we've had a dream of someone, or when we have synchronicities in our life that seem confusing and odd, and it feels like reality is kind of on shaky ground, it's really important to recognize that we are all one, and in that oneness, as you love, we open up more to that energy. We open up more to one another, to the energy of service to one another, to giving. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to recognize it in that way, that it's not kind of a dark energy that we don't have any control over, or that's going to kind of take us over or anything like that. It's actually an energy of immense love that is kind of reaching out through us to help us connect to others. And the problem comes is when we fear that and we shut down and we feel like we need to guard ourselves against that, because not only are we guarding ourselves against the intuition that's coming in, and we're actually closing the door to a much bigger soul, a much bigger sense of soul in the world. Now, we have our individual soul, we have our sense of our individuality in a spiritual way, but we also have a sense, we also have a soul, an earthly soul. We also have a connection to all one another, and we're all part of that. And when we try to shut down our intuition and become fearful, or think we're going crazy, or think that it's really going to kind of mess our lives up or confuse us, please understand that shutting that door shuts yourself off to the most important, loving, kind, and powerful energy that you can ever experience. That is here for your highest good. And that's part of the message of the Divine Feminine, is to embrace that energy within. It's like, again, the moon, embracing that part of ourselves that exists kind of behind the curtain. You know, the moon comes up at night and we don't always see it. We don't see its importance, but yet, you know, it controls so much of, I mean, I think, you know, our last hurricane was a good example of that. It happened on a full moon, and that, you know, the tides rose more. And a lot of the hurricanes I've noticed that have been really destructive have occurred during full moons, and the full moon, it's not causing it, it's just that it has such a powerful influence on the currents and the tides and the energy of the planet. And your intuition does in the same way. You know, you can't see it like you can the sun. It's not out there every day in that way, but it has an incredible power to influence your life, influence what's coming into your life. So instead of turning off your intuition or becoming fearful of it, embrace it, because it is your most powerful aspect. And it is something that you can learn to use in a way that will increase your abundance, increase your sense of peace in your life. And again, that's all about the Divine Feminine. Now, we're going to go on a break. When we come back, we do have Margaret Mary here. She's going to join us, and she's going to talk a little bit more about, well, she'll talk about her path, which is the Rose Pearl Way, a little bit about how she came to this understanding. And it should be very interesting. She's coming in from New Zealand, and hopefully it will all go well from here on out. So we'll be back in a moment.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Hello, everybody. We're back on Intuit University, and this is Sherry Dillard. I'm so glad you're listening in today. We do have Margaret Mary here all the way from New Zealand, and she's going to talk a little bit about the Rose Pearl Way. I just want to tell you a little bit about her. She is an experienced therapist. She's worked for a very long time with clients through issues including grief and loss, crisis transitions, trauma recovery, suicidal issues, anxiety management, addiction, and relationship issues. She has a background that includes 14 years in private practice. I take that's counseling practice. And she's also has a background in nursing and education. So, welcome, Margaret Mary. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm in great shape here in New Zealand. It's lovely to be talking with you. Thank you.
Do you have nice weather there?
Beautiful today out the window.
Yeah, I envy you there. Of course, we're not too bad here. So, Margaret Mary, tell us, I talked a little bit at the beginning, just touched on the Rose Pearl Way program, but what I find very interesting, before we go today, I'm going to let people know exactly where they can find more information on your website. But before we go into that, what I find very interesting is some of the way you came to this understanding of this program that you developed. And tell us a little bit about your own story. How did you come to kind of create the Rose Pearl Way program?
Okay. Well, it really came about through struggling and with my own journey, really. I was desperately trying to get back on my own path, having been working in a technology company for the previous decade, which wasn't really what I wanted to be doing, but I'd been sort of doing that as part of helping out with my family requirements and things. And I just became more and more and more uncomfortable and just felt further and further away from who I really was. And so I started kind of really doing a lot of deep reconnecting work with myself. I started doing a lot of what I call visual diarying, which is drawing a picture every day and then journaling on the back of the picture as a way of really going inside myself and tapping into what was going on. And while I was doing that, I actually drew a picture one day of this what turned out to be like a six-petaled flower that I didn't have any idea what it was. And the message that I wrote and what just came through so strongly was, you come to see and know yourself. And anyway, really just what happened was the Rose Pearl Way became something that was really, I feel, given to me. The words were given to me. The imagery was given to me. I felt very comfortable with the rose and the pearl, but I wasn't that comfortable with the word way, so the Rose Pearl Way. So I was kind of struggling away trying to have anything but that. But in the end, just I kept on listening, and that was really what it was, the Rose Pearl Way. And then I was led to another book that actually helped me understand that the six-petaled flower that I drew was actually a connection to what's called the Holy Rose, and which is a visual representation of the Lord's Prayer, with each petal connecting in to a line of the prayer. And so what I've done is I have worked deeply and intensively with each of those petals within myself and come to an understanding of how I can use that as a way to help women, in particular, journey back into their heart center to who they really, really are.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So how long have you been, you're doing this now, kind of, is this most of your work now, is working with women in groups?
Yes, it is. I do individual work as well, but I'm really, really loving the way that the group process is coming together and the way that it's working. Mm-hmm. So we're basically working through each of the petals as a way of finding what each person needs to do individually to reconnect with their deep self.
You know, it's, you know, I first met you, well, I didn't actually physically meet you, but I think we connected initially. I think you had read the book, The Miracle Worker's Handbook.
Yes, yes.
Right, which is the seven levels of power and manifestation of the Virgin Mary. And one of the things that attracted me to your program was actually the Rose Pearl, because in my kind of more spiritual inner self, I always have viewed the rose as a symbol of the Divine Feminine and of Absolutely. Mary. And I've always thought of the pearl in the same way, as the pearl is comes from the sea and it's part of the clam. And I've always felt that the Divine Feminine is symbolically the sea, the ocean, and the pearl is one of those, you know, spiritual gifts that were given in that way. So I just, when I saw that, I kind of just really felt so strongly of, I just felt Mary's energy surrounding this so much, so much.
Well, and what's been really interesting is that she's coming in more and more and more with this. It took me a while to catch up with the understanding that this actually is Mary's work coming through. I've become, you know, I feel she's been working much more closely with me, but it's taken my mind, if you like, time to catch up with what's been given to me. Mm-hmm. So it's I know as well that at the moment I'm working with six petals of the rose,
mm-hmm,
going into the center of the pearl, but there are more petals to come, and I've done it. I know that Mary is feeding through a lot, and it is time. Now seems to be the time for bringing this work through to really help raise the divine feminine.
Yeah, it really does. And like I said, you know, your work seems to really have that underlying kind of really strong connection to it of divine feminine energy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, when you work with women, because you've been doing this for a while, what right now, you know, kind of with, you know, the current, you know, just people that you're seeing present time or groups you're working with, what seems to be kind of the predominant or underlying kind of what's drawing women to the program? Let's put it that way.
Well, I think that many women are absolutely exhausted.
You're right about that, huh?
And have been committed to selflessness for so long, and have been giving and giving and giving and doing of their best, and have stretched beyond actually being able to manage too much longer. And so they're feeling this call to return to themselves. They don't really know how to do that or what it means. They don't even really understand how they've become so far away from themselves, so absent to themselves. But they're getting a sense of wanting a way, wanting to be shown and guided on a journey to return to themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's what's calling women at this time, because it isn't in a pilgrimage. It's an intense journey back home to ourselves, because we have to challenge a lot of pre-existing beliefs, such as that we need to keep giving. And actually,
right,
what I like to do with the Rose Pearl Way, it's about completely turning that around and saying, yes, keep giving, but firstly, restore yourself. So you must learn how to give to yourself. And that's challenging for women, really challenging.
Really, really challenging. You know, one of the realizations that I had not that long ago was that I was doing work with a woman, and I realized it kind of hit me, and I think I always knew this, but I saw it in a different way, was I realized that the ego shows up really different in male energy than female energy. You know, in male energy, ego shows up as, you know, I'm right, I have the most money, or I am the best, mm-hmm, or me, me, me. For women, the ego shows up as, I can do this. I need to help. I need to be the one who gives everything. I need to take care of it. I need to run the house. I need to fold all the laundry. I need to feed the children. I need to make the money. You know, a lot of times we've thought that, well, that selflessness, the truth of it is it's actually feminine ego. You know, because it's so out of balance in the way that what we're doing, I think, is we're taking on, we're thinking that, you know, there is no other force of love and nurturance other than our own personal individual self. And that's just really not true, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah.
But there's such, it's so ingrained that it seems to be such a hurdle to consider
responding to
their own needs.
Yeah. It is such a hurdle that, and that's why I like to frame it as the ego too, because once I've said that to women, they're kind of like, oh, well, you're right. I'm not being so selfless as I thought. Maybe this is ego at work. But you're right. Mm-hmm. Where do we go from here? You know, where do we go from there with it, where we're able to recognize it? Because it can be, you know, I've had so many clients lately, women who are at a stage in their life where they really recognize they have to, like you said, selflessly give, but they don't know what to do. And we're going to talk about that more when we come back. We do have to go to a break right now. You're listening to Intuit University with Margaret Mary, and we'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and we are back with Intuit University and Margaret Mary Mulqueen. Before I forget, I want to give you her website. I know you're going to want to kind of check out what she's doing more. It's www.theRosePearlWay.com. Again, www.theRosePearlWay.com. Her email address is Margaret Mary.
No, just Margaret Mary.
Okay, Margaret Mary at theRosePearlWay.com. I'm Sherry Dillard, www.SherryDillard.com. I've got some classes starting in late December, intuitive writing, and then we've got some intuition classes coming in January and February, so please check that out. We're talking about, before break, about one of the biggest challenges women have right now is to, kind of give up the idea that we have to do it all and to be able to incorporate and go deeper within ourselves and to listen to who we are. And, you know, that to me is intuition. But Margaret Mary, what give the listeners right now some things they can do or some tips that maybe they can do that will help them to know who they are in that way that we're talking about, to make that shift from being so stressed and busy to kind of being more centered and balanced.
Okay. Well, it's really important to find a way to remember, firstly, that you do have some needs, because of the focus on the external world, women have forgotten how to actually listen to themselves. And so, firstly, you have to say, actually, I have got some needs. I've forgotten how to listen, but I'm willing. And so it's actually to practice with very, very small things first, really small things first, like even, you know, when you're so used to perhaps thinking about what am I going to cook for dinner for other people, what do they like to eat, even to reverse that and go, what would I really like to eat for dinner? I mean, it sounds silly, but it's so important because it's just the beginning of reversing the trend to always be thinking of the other first. So that's one thing, practicing tiny little steps of what would I actually really like to do. The second thing is to really find a way to somehow create a sense of spaciousness within so that you can find a way to listen. So the way I do that, obviously meditation is fantastic, but even to start with, I'm passionate about sitting in bed in the morning and drinking tea, so a hot, warm drink of whatever your fancy is, and looking out the window and just being for a short period of time. So I call that prayer, I call it meditation, and it's just a tiny bit of time that you can carve out for yourself. You can start with 5 minutes, you can call it 10 minutes. That's really important too. It's actually just that once you create some spaciousness within, your being can start to relax a little, unwind a little. But it's about being very conscious that you do actually have to work at that process of remembering yourself, remembering that you have needs, and taking some concrete, tiny, weeny, weeny step to attend to yourself as a first priority. And really, yeah.
You know, that it's, you know, one of the things I've probably been doing it now, maybe 3 years, 2 years, 3 years, somewhere like that, is I try to walk early in the morning in the dark when the moon's out.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that that is, for me, the most connected time of the day, to be under the moon, under the stars, in the dark, when everything is kind of still really quiet and still. And that's a lot of the time when I say my prayers and my meditations, and I open myself up. And it's amazing how that simple little thing, just doing that on a daily basis, has a lot of the writing I do, a lot of the books I've been writing, have actually come from that energy of just being in that receptive mode and just listening and listening. You know, one of the things I tell women is that it's okay not to know, too, you know?
Yeah, totally.
You know, is that we think we need to know. It's like, okay, well, what do I want? Well, I don't know what I want. I don't know. I have no clue what I want, you know?
Exactly.
You know, and it's like, well, of course you don't. And a lot of times I think that's our purpose, our mission, is to be able to understand that that's good to not know. It's good because it means that you're really in that core self where you're making some progress, you know? We're not jumping into, oh, I think it should be this, or I think it should be that, or I've been told this, or I'm told that. I tell people too to just go out and try different things. You don't have to make a commitment to anything. You know, you can just go to a class one day, a workshop one time. You can just go take a walk someplace or take a trip or whatever. It may work. You may love it. You may not love it. You may say, oh, that doesn't work for me. But it doesn't really have to, you know. It's not so much about what I think it is sometimes as just the energy that you're willing to kind of, you know, open the door. You know, I forgot to mention, I just want to say this because I realized I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show that Margaret Mary has generously offered 3 30-minute channeling sessions from her to three people, the first three people that email me during this show. And I think you said the dates that you're able to do this are going to be December 2nd?
Yes, but I need to change that. It needs to be around January 20th your time.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
That's fine. I think that, you know, I think, you know, whenever this happens, I think it's a beautiful gift. So please, if you're listening, give me an email right away, because it's only for three people for 3 30-minute sessions from Margaret Mary. She also has some very interesting things, some free information on her website, www.therosepearl.com, that is going to help you to further kind of explore some of the things we've been talking about. We don't have a long time, but in this little bit of time we have, Margaret Mary, I'm curious, when you do a channeling, I don't know if in New Zealand it's kind of, we define it as the same thing we do in the States. Just give me a sense of what that means so we'll all know when you say channeling.
Okay. Well, for me, I'm actually calling it guided consultation, but it really is a channeling whereby I invite the person to ask to prepare one or two questions, and then we obviously link up on the phone or Skype. And really, I just open to my guidance, my people who are working with me on the next levels, also with whoever's there with their higher self and guardians and guides. And I really just allow to come through whatever I'm given. I often see it in images and am given metaphorical stories almost to explain or help the person understand what's currently happening and perhaps where they may be going with something. It's not a prediction of the future in any way at all, and it tends to reach deeply into the heart and soul of what is really going on deeply within them that's maybe they're struggling with, maybe they need help with.
Well, that sounds wonderful. That sounds beautiful. Do you find that when you work with women in the Rose Pearl way that's something that happens? Is they're able to maybe access more of that kind of deeper inner mystical kind of knowing themselves?
Very, very much so, because really that's what we do, is we shed all that isn't true and release all that is irrelevant, basically create that spaciousness within. We can hear, we can listen, connect to our own wise self, and we can hear and we can feel and we can know so much more potently, because actually we've all got it, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But we need to learn how to shift from the busyness of what's on the exterior and just to come home to ourselves as women.
Yeah, that's one of the things I was talking about in the first 30 minutes, was just that, you know, that's one of the big shifts going into 2012 and the Divine Feminine, is that, you know, that we're going to start accessing more of our truth in that way, you know, because the Divine Feminine is really more about going into that inward heart-centered place and being able to really connect with that deep, almost kind of mystical knowing within the heart. You know, I'm really excited, Margaret Mary, about your program. I really hope people will check it out. I think it's a wonderful program. Margaret Mary, in addition, does these incredibly wonderful, I looked on your website today and saw these wonderful retreats you're doing. They sound fantastic. Yes. I think you're going to Bali pretty soon, aren't you?
Yes, going in July. Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, that sounds great. So you definitely want to take a look at her website. It's, again, www.theRosePearlWay.com. Margaret Mary at therosepearlway.com if you want to send her an email. I am Sherry Dillard, and my website is www.sherrydillard.com. I've got some classes and some things coming up this winter I'm excited about. Please check that out. Please sign up for my newsletter. It's the best way to stay connected to me. We are going to have to say goodbye right now. It's been great having everybody listening. It's been great having you, Margaret Mary. Let's do this again. Now that we got it figured out, we will try again.
I'd love that.
You take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, Visit www.sherrydiller.com. That's www.sherrydiller.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.